We're not done yet, because that's, we need 70, okay? We need one more "we." All right, now let's go to verse 26. Now, the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem hadn't happened yet. Not by a long shot. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. That's after this segment right here, plus this segment right here. In other words, after 69 weeks, Messiah will be cut off.
That means Jesus will be crucified.
But not for himself, yes. Who is the Messiah?
Jesus.
All right. To be cut off means, as Isaiah said, he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Jesus was cut off from the land of the living, but not for anything he did, because of what we did. Right? Messiah was cut off. He was crucified at the end of 69 weeks. Now we're going to take these segment by segment here. So don't get excited. I'm just giving you an overview. But we're going to go back and we're going to take each segment at a time. But I want to get to something here. And verse 26, we're still there. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. What's that? The people of the prince that shall come.
Is that the Antichrist?
Does anybody see Rome here?
Everybody sees
Rome. The people of the prince shall come.
The people of the prince, okay. The people of the prince. Is the prince here Antichrist?
That's right.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Antichrist
that's right.
is going to destroy
okay.
the
Okay, all right. Most people look in this scripture and they see the Roman Empire. They see the Roman Empire. Now I told you the first night, I'm here to lead a revolt against Rome. We're going to throw off the Roman chains. We're going to get away from Rome. This ain't Rome. Every time you look in the scripture and you think you see Rome, you're looking straight at Antichrist. This is not Rome. There are two reasons why this isn't Rome. Do you know what they are? Anybody know what they are? It says, well, you can't tell it necessarily from this scripture right here, but there's two reasons why.
Talking about the end.
First of all, you know, Jesus said, you know, that the days would come when Jerusalem would be destroyed in such a manner that there would not be one stone left upon a stone. Guess what? It ain't happened. That didn't happen. And a lot of folks will say, oh, Titus did that. The Romans did that. No. You folks are going to the Holy Land. And you are going to stand before the Wailing Wall and you will be able to touch that thing. That thing has been there, that was there when Jesus was there. It was within the city. It was inside the city. And Josephus was an eyewitness of what was destroyed. And he said it wasn't destroyed. And there were three great towers that Titus did not destroy. We're gonna do a whole segment on that, but that's one. It didn't happen. Didn't happen. So there's another reason. There's another really, 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 really good reason why it's not Rome. Can anybody tell me real quick why that couldn't be Rome? No, that's not the reason.
He's not a Roman.
That's not the reason. The reason that's good. That's a good shot, but the reason why it couldn't be Rome is when did it happen?
It hasn't happened.
When did Titus destroy the city? Okay, when did Titus do it?
70
A.D. The weeks had long since run out.
The 69.
The 69, even 70. If the clock hadn't stopped, right. I'm getting ahead of myself. Because what happened in 70 AD was off the clock. It was off the clock. The clock, the prophetic clock was not running. So it didn't count. It did not count. Now let me ask you this. Anybody in here punch a clock when you go to work? Time clock? Have you ever done that?
Yes.
You punched a clock? When you go to work, you got a clock in. What happens if you don't clock in? You don't get paid. Whatever you do, it doesn't count. You just did it for free. You don't get paid because you're off the clock. And what you do off the clock is none of your employer's business. He's not responsible for that.
That's right.
Amen. He is responsible for what you do on the clock, and you're supposed to get paid for that. And you have a right to be paid for that. But once you clock out, the clock is not running, and you can go back and you can go off and take a nap if you want to, and ain't a thing that person can do about it. Because you're not on the clock. He ain't paying you for that. You can do anything you want. You're off the clock.
No prophecy can be fulfilled until the clock starts.
That's correct. These things that are happening, these things that the angel is telling us right here, have got to happen while the clock is ticking, or it doesn't count. It don't count. So what we have to figure out now, all that's left for us to figure out, is when did it start and when did it stop?
We need to know that.
That's what you need to know. Now once you know that, you just about know everything. You can put everything in its proper place. Now I'll tell you what, and I'll tell you that these prophecy gurus that you hear on TBN all the time, and I'm not going to name them, but you know who they are and I know who they are. I could name them, a bunch of them. They will all tell you, if they understand the prophecy of the 70 weeks, they'll say, oh yes, I understand that prophecy very well. I can absolutely most assuredly assure you that based on what they say, the things that they teach, they have no clue about the 70 weeks. They do not understand what happens when you're off the clock. When the clock stops running, they have no clue about the 70 weeks. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I heard this remarkable statement by one of these gurus. And this is a quote now. He said that the miraculous rebirth of Israel in 1948 set the prophetic time clock into overdrive.
What?
That's what I said. I said, what? Are you kidding me? The miraculous rebirth of Israel in 1948 set the prophetic clock into overdrive. Well, I'll tell you right now, if he understood the prophecy of the 70 weeks, he would be amazed because we're already well into the millennium. That's right, because we're only missing 1 week.
7 years.
We're only missing 7 years. And if that were true, if the rebirth of Israel in 1948 started the clock, Jesus would have returned to the earth no later than 1955, and the millennium would have begun in 1955, and we'd be well into the millennium by now.
I want a new one.
We missed the Antichrist. We missed the mark of the beast. We missed the rapture. We missed the second coming. We missed everything. But we're right in the. We're in the millennium. Do people not hear what they're saying? They can't possibly understand the prophecy of the 70 weeks. But by the time we're through here, you will understand the prophecy. Praise God, and you will know. When you hear things like this, it will set off alarm bells in your mind and in your spirit. You will say, no, that's not right, that's wrong. Wrong! That can't possibly be right. All right, let's go on down here. We're still in the 69th week. Okay, we got one more week to go. Now I got to jump ahead. Let me read verse 27, then I'll try to get there. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That's the Antichrist.
1 week, that's the last week.
The prince that shall come. That is the Antichrist. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that being determined shall be poured out upon the desolate. Now that's really clear there. I love that. That's great. But what we need to know right now is that 69 weeks of this 70 weeks have happened. We're short 1 week, 1 7-year period. All right, let's go here, and let's make sure that everybody is absolutely up to speed.
Mike, if they look at this little chart here, that will really
help them. Explain that little chart there.
This is a beautiful chart.
If you look at this little chart that we handed out last week, I guess it was, at the very bottom, you see where we have that 7 times 7 equals 49? And then under there says 7 weeks of years, that's 49 years. And just look at this little chart. Then it says the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. Now, when that commandment went forth, the clock started. This is beginning of the 490 years that it's talking about in this prophecy. And then you see the next little section has 62 times 7 equals 434. That is the 62 weeks. That's 434 years. Now when you add those two together, Mine's going to talk about this in a minute, it adds up to be a total of 483 years. When the clock started, it ran consistently without stopping for 483 years. Messiah came, Jesus came, he was crucified, he sent the Holy Ghost, the church started. Guess what happened when the church started? Pause, it stops. We are right now,
that's right,
only 483 years of the 490 have been fulfilled. We
right
are right
now
in
right.
the grace dispensation, when time is not counting against the clock.
That's right.
Against the 490.
That's right.
So we now have 1 week left. And you'll see it over here. It says 1 week, 7 years. The Great Tribulation, that is the only week that is in this prophecy that has to be fulfilled. So this is what this little chart
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Praise. You need to come up here and teach this.
So you see this? And then, okay, but you can see what happens after the prophecies are fulfilled. Then we have the 1,000-year reign, and then Satan is loose, and we have Gog and Magog. Okay, so this is really kind of...
We are right now in pause.
We're in the pause.
And we have been in pause for 1,987 years. We don't go back to 2015 because that's when Jesus was born, and he is... 33 of his years were spent on the clock. 33 of Jesus' years were on the clock. And then he was cut off. And God pushed the pause button. With 1 week to go. Not 40 years. Just 7. 1 week. All right, this is good. All right. Now... 70 times 7. 490.
Yeah.
Now, it says 70 weeks. Now that could be 70, that could be 490 days, right? But now we know it's not 490 days. As a matter of fact, if there was any doubt in anybody's mind that we're not talking about days, we're talking about years, weeks of years. When this prophecy was given out, it was 521 B.C. And it would be 76 years before the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. So it was abundantly clear right away quick that we weren't talking about 490 days, but we were talking about 490 weeks of years, not days. Mm-hmm. So we're not dealing with 490 days, but 490 years. Brings in everything. Everything is fulfilled. Everything is done the Jews want to be done. The holy city is liberated. Jesus is there to rule and reign. Everything's, you know, peace has come to the earth. Messiah has come to his earth.
Everything in that verse 24, bring in everlasting peace, all of that stuff.
Yes.
Happens.
So you've got, all right, so you've got 7 weeks. You've got three segments here that the angel gave us, three segments. And it is very important that we be able to understand when each segment began and when it ended. Because something special happens in each one of these segments. Well, we've got one more to go. We've got 7 plus 62 is 69, but there's supposed to be 70. Now, we know obviously that something had to happen because that was a long time ago. And Jesus ain't here yet. Right? So we know that something happened. Either it was a completely false prophecy, or else somebody stopped the clock. And that's what happened. Somebody stopped the clock. Somebody pushed the pause button, and we are now off the clock. Which means that whatever we do doesn't count toward the fulfillment of all of these prophecies.
That's true. Amen.
You know how big that is?
It's big.
You know how huge that is?
It's huge.
That means that God help us. That means that the year 1948 had no prophetic significance whatsoever. That means that the year 1967, when the Jews got back Jerusalem, has no prophetic significance.
It's not this prophecy.
Because the clock still stopped. The church is still here.
Yeah.
If 1967 would have done it, that Jesus would have come no later than 7 years from 67, be 74, right? Mm-hmm. 1974, we'd be in the millennium now. We've done missed all of the bad stuff, praise the Lord, but we missed all the good stuff too. We missed the rapture. We missed the millennium. You know, so none of this, you know. So everything, if it's not on the clock, it don't count. You can look at the mess that's going on in the Middle East right now. You know, and the way these countries are lining up against one another. I don't care. It doesn't count. We're still here.
That's right.
We're still here. The church is still here. The pause button is still punched. Mm-hmm. The clock is not running. There's not one tick rolled off of the clock yet. Now, once it begins to run, there's nothing can stop it.
That's right.
And everything that's supposed to happen will happen right on time.
Yes.
Everything will be fulfilled, but until it does, nothing counts toward the fulfillment of this prophecy.
Yes, sir. Wow.
That is so huge. All right, so we got 1 week. 1 week to go. 62 plus 7 plus 1 equals 70 weeks. Now, this is where it really gets interesting now, is to see how and where and when these fulfillments actually took place. This is fascinating stuff. I told you last time, and back in 1999, I taught a Sunday school lesson at another church back in 1999, dated July the 18th, and in there I made this statement where I said a number of contemporary Bible commentators have proposed that the rapture, the millennium, or both would arrive in 1988. That is 40 years after 1948. And then I said that those same Bible scholars are now predicting that the rapture will occur in the year 2000 and that the millennium will arrive in 2007. How? They do so by adding 40 years to 1967, the year of Israel's Six-Day War. And I said back then, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. How do I know that? Because I understand the 70 weeks. There's no way in the world that's going to happen. You know, as a matter of fact, when I look around at the